Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you stood with me because our good friend Don Lambro is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Don is a chief political correspondent with the Washington Times, and it's a very prestigious job there filled by a very deserving individual. He's also the author of the book Fat City, which was one of President Reagan's favorite books, and I'm glad to say he's our good friend. Don Lambro, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Don, a lot of things in the news today, but I want to talk presidential politics a little bit later on, but before we get to that, I want to talk about your thoughts on where we are right now with regard to the government rescue plan. Again, I'm calling it a rescue plan because it's not really a bailout. A bailout would be potentially more expensive for the government. This rescue plan has the potential to have an upside for the government. I mean, the government could actually make some money if these assets that they're being asked to sort of acquire actually turn out to be positive one day. But one of the things that I was saying earlier in the previous segment, Don, I want to get your thoughts on this, is that I think that while a government rescue plan right now, if it does go into effect, probably will prevent a panic. It probably will make whatever economic challenges we're going to have be shorter and narrower. I'm still not convinced that the marketplace going ahead and taking it on the chin without government help, even though it might be a little longer, take us a little longer to get to work our way out of it, in the long run, over the next century maybe, that the marketplace will be better off without the government. What do you think?
I kind of always agree with Milton Friedman, who used to say if you you trace just about every economic ill and other social ills in our country, education and all the rest, you can trace it back to the unintended consequences of government action.
Yep.
And our government non-action. And so we can always do that. And in this case, we can trace it back to the government expanding Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into these two giants that were pushed, pressured, prodded, and forced to buy up, make low-interest loans to low-income people, many of whom in the end couldn't pay their mortgages. And
right.
So, I think you have to be cautious about that. But I think that Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke are two of the most knowledgeable people.
And thoughtful.
Serious,
knowledgeable, thoughtful people. I agree.
Right, and have been prepared all their life for this trial. And I think the plan that he has put forward is the right one. And you know, it goes back to an age-old axiom: when the economy gets in this situation and needs liquidity, and at the heart of the Paulson plan, that's what mm-hmm. would do. It would inject liquidity into our economic system, into the weakest part of it, and that's what it needs right now. That's what has happened in previous panics when you had runs on the bank going
right.
back to the early 1900s. There was a lack of liquidity. So I think this is a good plan. The American people, I don't think, fully understand the ramifications or fully understand the plan, which is, I don't think, had been explained very clearly.
Well, I've deferred to...
Right now. I'm for this plan, and I think... And as of last night, I believe Paulson was in late-night meetings on Capitol Hill with the key leaders on this, and they were working away at drafting a compromise of his plan. So that's a good clue.
So you think that they're... See, I had the feeling that they were nowhere with getting this thing passed. You think they're... You must be more hopeful about it than I am.
Paulson was shuttling back to the Capitol about for nearly the meeting took place last night about nearly 2 hours in the Capitol. All of the key Democratic and Republican leaders on the respective committees were there, and they were busily drafting and working through the compromises of basically of the Paulson plan with what the Democrats want to see injected into that. The fact that they were meeting, the fact that they were doing that and moving ahead with it, I think, you know, it shows that the Boehner alternative plan, that was a non-starter. It is going nowhere. And the focus is still on this plan, but it has to be finalized, and then it has to be sold to the American people, and most importantly, to a majority of lawmakers in the House and Senate.
Well, the question is going to be, is it going to be presented quick enough? Because, you know, the markets are watching this. The world markets are watching this. And if they dally too long, you know, it'll be... it may not be good. Stand by 22. We're going to be right back with more with our good friend Don Lambro after these messages. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. That's from the song Rough Boy, one of their better ones. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Don Lambro, one of the smartest guys I know in Washington. He's a chief political correspondent for the Washington Times, the author of Fat City. And we're talking about this rescue plan that the Congress is being asked to put to inject liquidity, $700 billion of liquidity into this thing. Don, the thing that really... You know, you talked a minute ago about the influence of the negative influence of government, and you're right. The Fannie Mae Freddie Mac was created by the federal government. It was created in its weird way. It's a public entity, but backed by the government. Basically, we now know that was explicit, not implicit, And they were, as you say, were encouraged to loan money to people that shouldn't have been borrowing money, and then they collateralized those mortgages, and so that's the reason we have this problem right now. The combination of Wall Street and Fannie Mae and the bad behavior of Congress, and now the irony, Don, is the marketplace now turns to Congress to bail us out. And I tell you, that's just about as distasteful to me as I can imagine. But then I have to defer back to Paulson and Bernanke, as you have done in your assessment of their plan, as you accept it. I know I have to defer to them because they're a lot smarter than me, and they know, I think they got a better handle on what could potentially happen. It could be pretty ugly. But Don, the longer it takes Congress to do whatever they're going to do, at some point in time, you know, the marketplace continues to march, and at some point in time, it may be, you know, academic whether they do anything or not. We lost Washington Mutual last night. What if we lose more over the weekend? You know, it may be academic. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that was the biggest bank failure, of course, you know, in the SNL scandal of the 1980s, there were 800 banks went under.
Yep.
There were people who said that it would take a generation, if not longer, to get over this and to pay this bill.
Yep.
And it would cost untold trillions of dollars. And it was, I think, basically it was
five or six years.
We got our way out of that in what, four or five years?
Yeah,
6 years.
Yeah.
And most of that bill was the taxpayers were not stuck with because
right.
the assets paid it. No, my feeling is that this is something that if the government does nothing, I think it's going to be. We don't know what's going to happen. We have to trust Bernanke and I think Paulson and the people who know about finances, and particularly Bernanke, who is spoke very strongly about the consequences, as you heard. And
I heard, and I felt like part of his comments were off script. Didn't you?
He got passionate about it a little bit, didn't he? He did, and painted a gloomy picture of what lies ahead. You know, I think we have to err on the side of caution. This is a $14 trillion economy. The government spends, $3 trillion a year, and that has continued to go up. We have the ability to borrow large sums of money and pay it back. They've never defaulted in 225 years on our debt. We are in an emergency and a crisis now. But the problem, besides what we're talking about here, whether or not this is going to work, and I think it will, because I think at the heart of it, it's the question of injecting liquidity into an economy that is desperately in need of it, which is the lifeblood of our economy. You have politics lurking and insinuating itself throughout this, and yesterday it got really ugly because the Democrats were blaming John McCain for going back to Washington. After all, he is a United States Senator. Help deal with this. And Matt McCain is good at this, and whatever you think of the bill that he has fashioned with compromise with the Democrats, with Ted Kennedy and with and other Democrats, he's good at this. And Obama, a freshman, has never done this. So they were afraid that he was going to come out of this, and the Republicans would help him with that, being a leader in this. And so that really reared its ugly head yesterday, and they were blaming John McCain going back to Washington for this deal being kind of scuttled.
And John was one of the people who warned the country and Congress about these excesses in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the dangers that they were getting themselves into, wasn't he?
He did. And there were others, Greenspan and others. And Senator Chris Dodd was quoted late yesterday when this plan, after this very contentious meeting at the White House with Democrats, Republicans, and the president and his top economic officials, apparently a very angry, contentious meeting, and then things started to seem to unravel.
Yeah.
And you had Chris Dodd, senator from Connecticut, chairman of the Senate Banking
The number
Committee.
One recipient of lobbying money from Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae, that's right. And he said, what this looked like to me was a rescue plan for John McCain for 2 hours. That's what he saw at this meeting. To be distracted for 2 to 3 hours for political theater doesn't
help. The worst of politics.
Right. And Obama was pointing his finger at this and saying this was McCain going back to Washington started to inject presidential politics into delicate negotiations. So they were thinking about how does McCain come out of this, whatever we do. And you know,
so much for leadership, Don. When we come back, folks, I want to talk to Don about what you and I are going to have to do, small business owners, what we're going to have to do to fix whatever we're going to get into here, a couple of different things. And I'm also going to ask Don if he thinks the debates are going to go forward. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don Lambro is our guest, chief political correspondent for the Washington Times. That's WashingtonTimes.com, right, Don?
That's right.
WashingtonTimes.com, and your column is I know you do a twice weekly column in the Times, and you also have a syndication too, don't you, across the country?
That's right.
So many of you read Don's outstanding editorials across the country. His outstanding columns across the country. Don, one of the things that I think that small business owners and other members of Main Street are going to have to do, if this thing goes forward, this rescue plan goes forward, and the government gets more and more involved, we are going to have to say to ourselves, okay, this new influence the government has on our marketplace, this new ownership position they've taken in our marketplace, is only temporary. We cannot think that this condition, these rules, all these wacky things that the government is going to start imposing on the marketplace, we cannot come to believe that those are normal and should be perpetuated. We have to say, okay, when the money is paid back, we're going to throw you out, and we're going to have to do that by voting. I mean, we need to have a plan going a parallel plan going into this rescue plan, Don, to that when the money is paid back, the government leaves the marketplace.
Well, I think that is really the basic structure of the Paulson plan. It envisions at the end game selling these instruments. Now, the Democrats are pushing it that beyond the buying up these mortgage-backed securities and other debts and assets, that they get a stake in the company. I'm not sure what that all entails. Usually when you consider a stake, it's going to be shares in the company or a major part of a company that the government would possess. And, of course, if that doesn't smack of socialism, I don't know what does. And really, when you talk about the government intruding itself into the economy to this degree, the conservatives are saying this is creeping socialism.
Right.
So that all kind of is very frightening, if that's your point, and I tend to agree with that.
Yep.
But the end game is that this is is relatively short term. It's you're going to buy up these debts. You're going to inject the liquidity. That money will help the economy right itself. You'll take these debts off the books. You'll hold them and then sell them as the marketplace stabilizes itself, and they're worth more. And then, just as in the SNL bailout, they will be sold, all of them.
Yeah.
And the government.
But Don, the residual of all that could be some organizations, some bureaus, some regulations, some rules that are going to, like a Sarbanes-Oxley type of things, which help nobody, which are very detrimental. Anytime the government does something this quickly, we've got to make sure that we keep our antenna up for those kinds of things, and we're going to have to get those out of the marketplace, because otherwise, Don, capitalism as we have known it, that has got us to the point where this country is right now, even with all the ugly stuff, will not be the same. Don, I got to change the subject. The presidential debates, are they going forward tonight or not?
Well, as of last night, they were still in limbo. McCain has said that he is not going to go to the debate as long as we're in the midst of this crisis and there isn't a clear solution. So he was working.
Do you think he'll hold true to that? I mean, if all the television networks are down there and Obama's down there, you know, tapping his toe and waiting on him, you think McCain will not show?
I think if there is no deal, and these negotiations that Paulson was in last night, and somehow they fall apart today, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel on a deal, then yeah, I don't think he will go. But the Obama people and others tell me he's going to be there. They think in the end he will be there.
What they call it, the old Mexican standoff. You know, Don, the first part of this year, in early January, I looked into my own little fuzzy crystal ball, and I told my audience, I said, folks, from a marketplace standpoint and from a political standpoint, in 2008, we are going to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And boy, howdy, of all the things I've ever said, that has sure come to pass, hasn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, in the end, he may, it's just a short flight. He may be working at this and then fly down, do the debate, and fly back. He is he's going to be seen today, as yesterday, trying to round up the votes and to push this plan. It's not clear what parts of it he's for, what parts of it he's against. But he wants to be seen as someone who is a leader and who is able to reach across the aisle.
It's going to be an interesting day, Don. Political chicken. They're playing political chicken. It may be kind of fun to watch. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim.
Don Lambrow, ladies and gentlemen, with the Washington Times. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. God bless America. God save America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.